The name of the patient is Doyle Lawrence. Last name is Lawrence, Lawrence. The first name is Delta Oscar Yankee Lima Echo Doyle. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white male that is, at the present time, a resident of the skilled nurse facility in Avon Park, Royal Care, period. This is an obese patient that is with severe fluid overload, with a labor ventilation that states that it's difficult for him to move around because of the heaviness in the lower extremities, period. When the patient was seen in this office, he had a laboratory workup that was consistent with CKD state. Two, period. The patient was recently diagnosed with cellulitis in the lower extremities and was started on cefepime 2 grams IV piggyback through a PEEK line that is in the right upper extremities, and the cefepime is given every 12 hours, comma. On the other hand, the patient had one dose of vancomycin, 1.25 grams, on the 29th of July of 2023, period. The patient comes here without laboratory workup. The latest laboratory workup that we have is dated May of 2023. And we cannot assess the patient properly without the laboratory workup. We are going to order a CMP, protein creatinine ratio in the urine, serum electrolytes, and a CBC as well. No, number two, the patient has a morbid obesity. This patient, BMI is above 45. Period. The patient is with the severe generalized fluid overload. We are going to request the patient to be in a low sodium diet with a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours with the PRN administration of loop diuretics. We are suggesting that to the primary at the skilled nurse facility, and we are going to do a baseline CMP, CBC, urinalysis, protein creatinine ratio, period. Following number, BPH. Following number, the patient has a history of hypomagnesemia and hypokalemia, most likely associated to the administration of pantoprazole. the pantoprazole has been discontinued. Following number, the patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, a vitamin B12 deficiency. Following number, a remote history of nephrolithiasis and osteoarthritis. The patient is going to be given a follow-up appointment in 4 weeks in this office. Meanwhile, we'll try to follow the laboratory workup and give more directions over the phone. I am going to communicate with the primary care physician, Dr. Geldert, G-E-L-D-A-R-T. Paragraph, I spent 20 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.